Alex, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me again.
Of course. Just when you thought you were done, you get to go back again to figure out internet wagering on sports betting in the state of Florida. Before we get to that, I did want to just give you a chance to clarify something. There was a story about HB 57, kind of made it seem like you had promoted a law that would prevent the state from taking action against Skanska, prohibiting them from bidding on other contracts. And I'm not sure that the reality of it all came out. And I wanted to give you a chance to explain what HB 57 does.
Yeah, no, thank you. So HB 57 does 27 different things, but one of them is say that if DOT says that a contractor is qualified to build projects, say at $50 million of a certain type, and a certain amount, a local government can't have a different standard to say a contractor is qualified, right? So, like, if you're a three-person shop with one backhoe, you aren't qualified to build on a bridge construction project or a large highway construction project if you are and if you've never had a history of doing that kind of work before. The language simply says a local government can't have a different standard to define qualified than DOT. It doesn't change what DOT does at all. It doesn't change DOT certification process. It doesn't change whether or not Skanska is going to be listed as qualified or not qualified by DOT this year or in the future. But there was a local attorney who is part of the litigation against Skanska, who I've told time and time again to look and be like a teammate, but he was shopping a false narrative, I guess, to make it look like more people were against the local community than there are. I think I've been the most vocal as far as Skanska is concerned since the beginning. I've encouraged people to participate in those lawsuits. I've encouraged the local governments to participate in those lawsuits. And I was more just disheartened than anything else that the lawyer didn't just pick up the phone so I could explain DOT contracting and road construction contracting to him. Before he tried to, shop a false narrative to local reporters.
Something which, by the way, your background was in before you were ever the attorney here for the city of Milton, before you were ever a state representative. You worked in the Department of Transportation in Tallahassee, and you run the transportation bill the last 2 years. So, this is sort of your area of expertise. And I just wanted to make sure that kind of a little bit of a chance to clarify that came out. So today we're going to start the gambling session to figure out what to do. You and I have talked about this a little bit before. This is a big deal financially for the state of Florida, but let's start with the facts first. What will this bill, it's a huge bill, obviously, but if it winds up getting passed, what will actually change?
That's a great question. First and foremost, it would allow sports betting in Florida to be legal. I think if you're an avid sports gambler, you figured out a way already in Florida to bet on games online through, servers that are hosted in offshore areas. But it would make it legal in Florida for sports betting to occur through the Seminole Tribe, through a platform they've created called Hard Rock Digital. It would also allow for more online gambling in its entirety. Again, a lot of this is traveling through different federal standards that have been pushed out. The Supreme Court has actually overturned the ban on sports betting that Congress tried to pass in the 80s. So we're traveling in a very heavily regulated industry and trying to find a way to match up the Florida Constitution, which a few years back said that voters – it had to be put to a referendum if voters wanted to expand gambling in Florida. We're traveling under, this compact would have to get approved by the Department of the Interior if it ultimately gets ratified, and several other federal programs. So it's a heavily complicated bill, but locally it would just mean that on your phone, you'll have more options to bet legally in different capacities.
Now, the argument that's being made by the advocates of the gambling referendum is that you're proposing, or well, the governor is proposing, but the legislature is going to consider approving a massive expansion of gambling in the state of Florida without getting public support through a referendum. The way I read it, the referendum only requires public support for casino-style gaming and doesn't say anything about this, even though it's clearly gambling. It just doesn't address this particular topic. You're an attorney. Is that how you read it?
Well, if you talk to any lawyer and there's a contract involved, like there would be in this one, you say your first step is to look at the contract, right? So the contract actually says if a referendum like that were to occur, acknowledging that that referendum would have effect, the compact would change the terms between the Seminole Tribe and the state of Florida, because the referendum wouldn't just apply to what we allow the Seminole Tribe to do in Florida. It would apply statewide to any entity that wants to enter that industry. So your guess is as good as mine. Any lawyer who goes to court pretty often can tell you that, you know, a trial is not predictable. No matter what the facts are, no matter what the law is. But as far as acknowledging the existence of the referendum and what voters have control of in the state, the compact does recognize that voters do have control of a certain component of gambling in Florida.
Okay. All right. So from your perspective, that makes it a little bit less obvious than I had taken it based on my read of the referendum language, and that's why I ask you. So fair enough. How long is this special session going to take?
We're scheduled to meet starting today through Friday. As someone who loves being in my district, I'm hopeful that it ends before Friday, but it'll likely end at least by Friday.
All right.
So I'll be back in the district by Friday night or Saturday at the latest.
And handicapping it, you expect it to pass?
That is, I couldn't give you odds on that one, Andrew. I can tell you, Governor DeSantis has done an incredible job for the state of Florida. I plan on having Governor DeSantis back. I'm just not sure. At the risk of sounding really cheesy and doubling down on puns, this is the type of bill that's more geared towards a business decision that our executive made than towards any fundamental philosophical difference two people might have, right? So I made several commitments to my constituents the last times I put my name on a ballot, allowing the Seminole Tribe to have a contract with the governor in the state of Florida is not something that my constituents seemed overly concerned about. It never came up at any doors that I knocked or in any town halls or debates. So we're going to see how many people want to be a chief and how many people want to be an Indian this coming week and potentially backseat drive the governor's decision on the policy.
But it would be a multi-billion dollar benefit to the state, and that's not the only consideration, obviously, but this is a huge deal financially for the state of Florida, right, potentially?
Yeah, absolutely. In the first 5 years, it's a guaranteed $2.5 billion overall, about $500 million a year. And then after that, there's several different triggering components that'll affect how much the Seminole Tribe turns over to the state. It's important to note, because the Seminole Tribe is a sovereign entity, they're a sovereign nation, we can't tax them. So the only way that we derive any financial benefit from their operation of the gambling industry in the state of Florida is through these compacts. So it's definitely a very complex issue, and I'm looking forward to diving in on it this week.
Outstanding. Alex Andrade, he is our state representative for District 2. Alex, thanks so much for the time this morning. I know it's another week away from your family, but we look forward to seeing what happens in Tallahassee. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Andrew.